there are multiple factors that come together when increasing the risk for breast cancer. There are some things that we do have control over and things that we can do to minimize our risk, but there's a lot of things that we don't have control over, unfortunately, like growing older and being a female. Those are just things that are inherent in our risk for breast cancer. But the things that we can do that we can help with are being overweight or obese, especially after menopause, not being physically active, taking hormones, especially after menopause, taking estrogen and progesterone, alcohol consumption. Those are all things that we can do something about and decrease our risk of getting breast cancer.
Do I need to get a mammogram every year, I would guess, is something that women are asking themselves. What is the latest thought on that?
Well, unfortunately, there's some controversy. Different organizations recommend starting your annual mammography at different times. Everybody agrees that at age 50 and above, you should start getting annual mammograms. Most people, including the American Cancer Society, the American Society for Breast Surgeons, and other medical communities recommend at least considering starting annual mammography between ages 40 and 44, and definitely beginning annual screening mammography at age 45. Those are typically the most common recommendations. Other things do come into play, like family history. Did your mother have breast cancer at age 45? If that were the case, then you would want to consider starting your annual mammography 10 years prior to that, so at age 35. So a lot of these questions about when to start your screening also have to do with your personal risk factors. And so it's a good conversation to start having with your physician at around the age 40, unless you have family history of earlier breast cancer.
Understood. Now, I've done enough of these type of interviews, whether it be about specific cancers or whatever, to know that it has been a big concern during the pandemic that people have not been staying up to date on these exams. I know you're on the surgery side of things, but what have you seen in your practice?
I have seen that that has had an effect on when breast cancer is diagnosed because of the pandemic. Yes, some people have been afraid to go in just because they don't want to risk exposure. They're scared about going into medical facilities and having that exposure. Also, when the pandemic first began, we really limited people coming in and doing screening mammography or other screening exams. And so I think that that has carried on throughout, even though now we know what to do in order to make it safer for patients to come into our facilities and to do the appropriate screening. Because unfortunately, I have seen a lot of patients that have been diagnosed with a more advanced cancer because they did not get the screening that they needed in the year 2020. And more advanced cancer means more advanced treatment, more surgery than maybe you would have gotten if you had gone in and had your screening done when it was supposed to be done and the cancer were caught earlier. So that is something that we have seen, more patients requiring chemotherapy treatment, more extensive surgeries than they would have gotten.
What is the latest guidance on treatment for breast cancer once someone is diagnosed?
It's really dependent on when the cancer is diagnosed, what type of cancer it is. So there are so many factors that go into play when you're deciding the appropriate treatment. Ideally, a cancer is caught early on screening mammography before the patient can see or feel any signs or symptoms of breast cancer. That's why screening mammography is so important, because if it's found at that time, then your treatment's pretty minimal. We can do what's called a lumpectomy, which is a breast conservation surgery, instead of doing a mastectomy, which is removing the entire breast. Also, the earlier breast cancer is caught, the less likely you do have to do chemotherapy, and you can often do surgical treatment with or without radiation therapy and with or without an estrogen blocking type therapy that is often indicated for breast cancers.
I think one of the things we continue to be concerned about is the death rate among minority populations, Hispanics, Black women, things like that. What are some of the thoughts, Dr. Jones, around the industry about what can be done to eradicate that disparity?
Well, a lot of it has to do with awareness in those populations, making sure that we do pay attention to them and make sure they know that screening is available to them. And especially during October, you can get screening mammography usually at discounted prices. A lot of the mammography places offer that during the month of October as kind of an awareness special. Also, one thing to be aware of is that you don't need a doctor's order to get a screening mammography. If you're of the right age, you can go in and schedule your own screening mammography without having a doctor's order. And I think that if more people knew that, that might increase the availability of screening mammography for a lot of patients. But I think that this discrepancy, we see it all throughout healthcare, unfortunately. Also, there are certain populations like African-American women who have a higher risk of some of the more aggressive type of breast cancers and have a higher risk of even having some of the genetic mutations that increase the risk of those more aggressive type of breast cancers. And so we need to be very vigilant when screening these women and make sure that any symptoms that they have are taken seriously and acted upon in a very, you know, quick manner in order to keep these types of breast cancers from progressing, especially in certain populations. And I think it just takes a lot of education, and we need to pay more attention to these populations.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for your time and information on this. I really do appreciate it, and we'll get some people some help today.
I hope so. Just remember, cancer doesn't wait, and neither should you. That's in CDC's words. So get out there, start your screening again. We have taken many steps to make sure that screening is as safe as possible, that you are protected when you come into our facilities, and that the healthcare providers are protected as well. So don't wait. And most importantly, if you do notice any changes in your breasts, or you have any concerns about your family history or your own personal history, please go see a doctor and talk to them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.